Welcome to step two of this audio series on boosting confidence. It's okay to not be perfect at everything. This step is for you if you have high expectations of yourself. When you don't meet those expectations, you can feel disappointed in yourself. In my work, I see many people who are continually setting standards for themselves that are too high. And as a result, they rarely meet these standards. The result is they feel they are not good enough and their confidence drops. Other people are reluctant to try something new because they know they will not be very good at it right away. Firstly, it is so important to remember that we all have our own unique gifts and talents. And there are some things we are very good at, and there are other things we are naturally not so good at. This is the same for all of us. To have the belief that you should be good at everything is very unhelpful and unrealistic. I want to encourage you to think of your whole life as a learning journey and to not allow those things that you are not good at or you have failed at to define you. Instead, give yourself a pat on the back for challenging yourself. A key part of living a fulfilled life is to constantly improve and grow. Many of us are scared to try something new or challenge ourselves to improve at something because we might fail. And then we will make a fool of ourselves. We worry about what people will think. If you try something new, chances are you will not get it right the first time. In this step, I will be sharing some tips to help you when taking a risk, learning something new, or when you're trying to improve or change. The first tip is don't wait until you feel confident before you try something. Because you can only develop confidence when you develop skills and mastery. Think about a baby who is first learning to walk. Are they confident before they start? No. What they do is they start slowly. They start by standing up, holding your hand. They might take a few steps by holding on to the furniture. Then they progress to a step or two on their own, and so on until they are walking. It takes a few months for them to become really confident. And in the meantime, the adults around them are cheering them on and encouraging them. If you don't have a friend or family member to encourage you when you are trying something new, you need to encourage yourself. Start slowly and practice as much as you can in your own space. It is important not to focus too much on your failures. Instead, focus on your effort and improvement. Please ask yourself, did I try my best? Start slowly, start small, and celebrate your wins. I will talk about this more in step 5. For example, one of my clients was scared to get a new job. She was not happy in her current job, but she knew what she was doing and she was very good at her work. With my help, she realized that there would always be things to learn in a new job and she didn't have to know everything or be perfect at everything from the start of the job. She was scared, but she knew she would build confidence as she went, which she did. And it wasn't as hard as she thought. Now I would like to suggest a task to help you with step two. Make a list of your successes. Think back to a time when you tried something new and you were not good at it at the beginning. You practiced and persisted and perhaps learned some new information and you improved. You may have asked for help from someone else. The end result was that you felt really good about yourself because you did not get discouraged by not being perfect at the start. If you cannot think of a time recently when you did this, feel free to think back as a child. Perhaps when you first learned how to ride a bicycle, or improved in a subject at school that you found difficult at the beginning. When we can see and acknowledge how we have applied ourselves in the past, we know we can do it again, and it really boosts our confidence. Think of as many successes as you can and write them down. I look forward to seeing you again in step number 3.